Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Thousands of protesters gathered outside of Houston City Hall Saturday as part of the nationwide No Kings protest against the Trump administration. The crowd ranged in age from young children to great-grandparents, including Sharon Dixon, who came from Katy.
Because I'm a grandparent against MAGA. I'm doing this for my grandkids. I want to leave a better America for them than what we're heading to.
As many as 100 law enforcement officers stood by the demonstration. The protests were nonviolent and no arrests appeared to have been made. HPD was not immediately available for comment. A new study from researchers at Texas A&M University found that abandoned buildings are creating dangerous surface temperatures in Houston. News 88.7's Grayson Bobian explains how the researchers connected the elevated heat risks to already vulnerable communities.
Texas A&M lecturer Ding Ding Ren and his team used thermal imaging equipment mounted on drones and publicly available demographic data to find new insights into Houston surface temperatures.
The research found that vegetated vacant land lowers land surface temperature while abandoned structure raises it due to the heat retaining surfaces.
Lots with vegetation can cool the surrounding area significantly. The surface temperatures can be as much as 20 degrees Fahrenheit cooler compared to abandoned buildings and paved lots. Researchers also found that higher temperatures were associated with vulnerable communities who are at most risk during disasters. Wren says that more trees and green space can help reduce surface temperatures and lower health risks in low-income communities. I'm Grayson Bobian, News 88.7.
As the federal government shutdown continues, at the center of the debate is whether to keep enhanced premium tax credits for people enrolled in the Affordable Care Act. Those credits are set to expire at the end of the year. If they do, health insurance costs could more than double for millions of Texans. If you're currently enrolled in the Affordable Care Act, Houston Public Media wants to hear from you. Share us your thoughts or send a voice memo at houstonpublicmedia.org/ACA. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR.